This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today filed his nomination from Varanasi Lok Sabha seat. Varanasi will go to polls in the seventh and final phase of general elections on June 1. Earlier this morning, Mr. Modi offered prayers at Dasha Swashmed Ghat on the banks of Ganga River in Varanasi. He also performed aarti at the ghat amid chanting of Vedic mantras. The Prime Minister also sought the blessings of Kal Bhairav, who is considered the Kotwal of Kashi. Leaders of alliance parties, partners like Chandra Babu Naidu, Eknath Shinde, Jitin Ram Manji, Sanjay Nishad, Ramdas Athawale, along with BJP National President JP Nadda and senior BJP party leaders including Rajnath Singh and Hardeep Singh Puri were also present on the occasion. The four proposers of Mr. Modi included Pandit Ganeshwar Shastri, Bajnath Patel, Lalchand Kushwaha and Sanjay Sonkar. Congress candidate Ajay Rai, who is the opposition India Alliance joint nominee, is contesting against Mr. Modi. The UP Congress chief Rai was also fielded by the Congress against Mr. Modi in Varanasi in the 2014 and 2019 Lok Sabha polls, but he had finished third both times. Today is the last day for filing nomination for 7th and last phase of Lok Sabha polls. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 7 states and 1 union territory in this space. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats of Bihar, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in union territory of Chandigarh will go to polls in the 7th and last phase. Scrutiny of the nominations will be done tomorrow. Friday is the last date for the withdrawal of candidature. Voting for the 7th and last phase will be held on 1st June. India has sent the second tranche of humanitarian assistance, including 40 tons of medicines, medical supplies and other equipment in a special Indian Air Force plane to assist the flood victims in Kenya. India has sent tents, blankets, power generation sets, basic sanitary utilities, hygiene kits, baby food, malaria and dengue diagnostic kits and anti-venom treatment that can be readily deployed on the ground. First tranche of assistance was sent in naval ship Sumeda and was handed over to the government of Kenya on 10th of this month. It included food, relief and medicine supplies for the flood victims. India's domestic coal stock has surged by 26% this year to reach 149 million tons. Coal Minister Prahlad Joshi in a social media post informed that country's production grew by 7.31% in April. He also said that the dispatch to power sector has increased by 5.43% year on year. Mr. Joshi also asserted that the country is ready to meet the peak demand, which is expected to rise to 240 gigawatt during the day and 235 gigawatt in the evening in the month of June. The Ramcharitmanas, Panchatantra and Sardaya Loka Lokana have been included in UNESCO's memory of the World Asia Pacific Regional Register. The Culture Ministry said this inclusion is a proud moment for India, a confirmation of the country's rich literary heritage and cultural legacy. The ministry said it also signifies a step forward in global cultural preservation efforts, highlighting the importance of recognizing and safeguarding the diverse narratives, the artistic expressions that shape the shared humanity. It said by honoring these literary masterpieces, society not only pays homage to the creative genius of their creators, but also ensures that their profound wisdom and timeless teachings continue to inspire and enlighten future generations. The 77th Cannes Film Festival will begin today at Cannes in France. India is participating in the 12-day event. Indian delegation comprises representatives from Government of India, the state government and the members of the film industry. India will host the Bharat Parb at the Cannes Film Festival for the first time. The Bharat Pavilion at Cannes will serve as a platform for the Indian film community to engage in various activities, this including fostering production in collaboration, curated knowledge sessions, signing distribution deals, business-to-business meetings and networking with prominent entertainment and media players from around the world. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.